There will be no charges in the non-fatal police shooting of Damique McDonald in Troy last summer. According to Schenectady County District Attorney Robert Carney, the assigned special prosecutor in the case, a Rensselaer County grand jury determined that the August 2017 shooting of Damique McDonald by Troy Police Officer Jared Eiler was justified. On August 15, 2017, the 22-year-old, wanted for absconding from parole on a drug charge, was shot in the shoulder and grazed in the head during an encounter with police after a traffic stop. No weapon was found at the scene, but police said McDonald used his vehicle as a deadly weapon. The shooting took place after Officer Eiler approached McDonald's car. Dozens of people demonstrated outside Troy City Hall the following day. Leading the group at the megaphone was a man who identified himself as McDonald's uncle.
Hopefully the mayor takes notes. If he don't, we need to shut down his city.
Mayor Patrick Madden urged restraint.
I would just ask for some patience while we work through this.
Tensions were spared from boiling over. Later, Madden said both sides had sat down and reached an understanding. An initial investigation of the case by Troy Police and Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov eventually landed in the hands of Schenectady County DA Carney, who was appointed as special prosecutor after Abelov recused himself. Carney said he wouldn't comment on the case in Monday's announcement, which said FBI analysis largely corroborated Eiler's account that McDonald drove his car directly at the officer, who fired four shots in all. According to the DA, the Rensselaer County grand jury that heard the case handed up a no-true bill on July 13th to Rensselaer County Court Judge Jennifer Sober. The panel had met in separate sessions on 11 days and heard from 47 witnesses, 29 of whom were civilians. The grand jury also examined more than 80 exhibits, one of which was a multimedia device containing numerous videos and hundreds of photographs. Troy City Councilman Mark McGrath says the ruling wasn't surprising.
Considering that Officer Eiler has a spotless record, and the fact is that Damique McDonald has in the past put people's lives in danger, absconded from parole, and was trying to get away, trying to run the officer over. So it does not surprise me one bit.
Troy Police Chief Brian Owens, sworn in February, was not immediately available for comment. Mayor Madden issued a statement which says, in part, District Attorney Carney's statement speaks for itself, and that it was of utmost importance that a full and independent review of this incident was conducted. The jury found that Eiler was legally justified in discharging his weapon and injuring McDonald. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.